Well, I want to thank everyone for coming. Time is precious, and I count it a privilege to share the blessing of what counseling is. Years and years ago, I wanted to be a counselor, and I wasn't exactly sure why, except for the fact that I wanted to understand the brain and how it worked. And the secular schools I went to, they did a good job in teaching you basic counseling skills. And then as I grew older, I realized we're all counselors, each and every one of us in a different way. And I want to set everybody's mind at ease in that there is no perfect counselor but Holy Spirit. And if you're interested in doing counseling as a living, it has to be a call. It must be something that you're called to do. But in day-to-day life, whether in Walmart, the food store, counseling is simply communicating and relationship. In this little PowerPoint thing I did, Christian counseling is rooted in God, trusting and exalting Jesus Christ, enabled by the Holy Spirit and offered in love. If I could say there's one thing that you need to understand more than anything else I'll say is to counsel in love. Ask God for His love to come into your heart for others. Counseling is a very unique job, per se, because to judge is sin. And there will be people as you counsel them that may tell you the most outlandish stories, and you have to understand to take them into the word and not stand up and say, you did what? And so, that being said, Christian counseling is a type of therapy, but it does use the scriptures as a tool. When we talk about cultural relativity, understandably, cultures have different ways they do things, but in any culture, sin is sin. And so we have to be really careful. I had, in the past, I have counseled people from other countries. And they will say, in my country, I've had gentlemen that have come from some countries where polygamy is not an issue at all. In fact, it's almost expected. In that marital counseling situation, I just simply give them the word of God. And I share with them, despite culture, the Lord says one man and one woman. And so, that being said, you will have to stand your ground with the word of God. That will be your foundation. It will be your rock. Christian counseling is trusting in the Lord. Dependence on God is your key. Holy Spirit is the root and does the transforming work. One of the greatest risks I would say a counselor have will be to take in the counselee's problem. We're going to talk about empathy and sympathy later. But one of the things you have to understand is you will pour into them how good God is and the word, and that's your job. It is not your job once they leave your office, your abode, wherever you're counseling from, to be responsible whether they did it or not. I am a huge believer in homework in counseling. From the inception of when I was going for the first doctorate, J. Adams was the man who they formed their biblical counseling schooling from. And he was, you had to do, have your counselee do homework. And that's because it allows them to take part of the responsibility. And I also want to add something here. It's not in the notes, but I used to feel guilty about charging for counseling because I never wanted to get rich on a broken heart. And I felt like the Lord said, if they don't put something into it, they may not seek it. It's free. There's no accountability per se. It doesn't cost them anything. And it's important to do that. Again, if you're called to it on a regular, consistent basis, don't feel guilty about charging anybody. Christian counseling offers hope in Christ. As a counselor, you will encounter situations where you will be in total awe of the suffering some have endured and the fact that they're still believing in Christ at all. But you might get counselors who want counselees that want to be your friend. They want you to solve the problems. And we have to continually and consistently tell them their hope is in Christ. Studying the Word of God, Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's penetrated even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. One of the things that I learned very quickly is people's truth isn't always reality. I have done many counseling situations where I may be counseling at adolescents, and I think after listening, not praying for discernment, but listening, I find out, I think, oh my goodness, this is all about poor parenting. Oh my, well, I'm going to go from that. And then we bring in mom and dad, and I'm astounded. I had not discerned correctly. It was the adolescent's perception of their life. So again, going to the Lord and asking for help in discerning truth. Not that they don't think it's truth. They do. It's their reality. Christian counseling builds up and strengthens others to live out their purpose and destiny. It's not only, counselees don't come to you only if there's trauma involved. They may come to you and say, I don't know where God wants me, or I don't know what to do. And part of the purpose in counseling is leading them to help them understand who they are and where they've come from. It's almost like a digging expedition. When we talk about purpose and destiny, one thing is in prophetic counseling, which sometimes we're called to do, you may get a word from the Lord that will say, this person will be an office behind a big desk. You see them behind a big desk, and yet you know their dream is not in any way. It's to be a maid at the hotel to greet everybody. And you can check yourself and think, did I miss something here? Maybe you did, but most likely you didn't. They just don't think enough of the call of God on their lives. Being a maid is a very awesome call. But you may be seeing so far into the future that even though you're pretty sure it's the Word of God, you wouldn't want to share that just yet. You kind of want to hold it in till a little bit of a future down the road in counseling them. Christian counseling is helping the counselee recognize the power of prayer. Prayer is dependence on God. It is talking with Him. I feel like I'm talking to the choir with this group, but I wanted to be obedient to just do some foundational things. I always prayed with the clients. Even if they were a little hesitant, I would say that the prayer was more for me than for them. And it was always a welcome thing. And I would certainly shorten it if I saw them making them uncomfortable. Christian counseling is understanding that the devil is real and deliverance may be part of the healing protocol. I have, even to this day, encountered Christians that don't believe that a Christian can be bothered by a demon. And it's a tough road when you see that someone has a big, nasty part of them that's not from God, and you can see it, you can sense it, but they've been told that they can't have a demon because they're a Christian. So what you want to understand is deliverance may be a necessity. Don't fight with them on it. I don't have a demon. Just wait on Holy Spirit, but do understand that, in fact, deliverance may be part of the protocol. Christian counseling is creating homework assignments that will encourage applying what has been discussed. Very often, we can counsel a person and they will clearly hear what you're saying and believe they understand it. And when you give them their homework assignment, they're going to understand they either heard you well or they didn't. And part of that is I always give the counselees a callback, a freedom to call back and say, you know what, Dr. Johnson, I really don't understand what you want me to do. And homework could simply be, something like, when you get up in the morning, please write 10 things that you're grateful to God for. And at night, write 10 things you're grateful to God for. And then it may be something new, but we need to hold them accountable that they do it more than they don't do it. So if they come a week later and they say, it was really a bad week, it was a busy week, I'll just say, you know what? If it was that busy that you couldn't even do it one day, maybe this isn't going to work out. And I know that sounds harsh, but we need to hold them accountable because we never ever want them to think that we're the answer lady or the answer man. That is a trap that we need to keep always on our mind. It is to build their relationship with Christ, that we're just a facilitator of that. Christian counseling is the encouraging, it's encouraging to complete the homework, but to understand we're not the taskmaster. They will, in time, as you continue to counsel them, realize how wonderful the homework was and how facilitating it was. Uh-oh, Nancy, how do I get to the next slide?
Sorry, hit the down arrow.
Whew, thank you. Again, this is brand new. I've never done a PowerPoint. This is exciting. Counseling is speaking into the counselee's life to put their trust in the Lord. Trusting the Lord will bring joy unspeakable to the counselee despite their circumstances. Say you're counseling someone and they're a parent, or God forbid it happens that it's their child, and they are the child or the parent has been diagnosed with cancer, and they are not able to navigate through that journey alone. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to assure them that the mother, the child, the husband will be healed? No matter how much we can hope for that, and we will trust in the Lord for that, and we will pray for that, there is a reality that they must not think it's our prayers and our job to get the person healed. I've had a situation where someone was coming for counseling, and their husband had been in an accident, and he was in a wheelchair. And they were both really beautiful Christians. And we were praying and praying and praying, and she wanted him to go get the mail as a homework activity. And I'm like, he's in a wheelchair. She said, well, you're just lacking faith, and this isn't going to work. And I felt so sad because, number one, the gentleman wanted to walk to the mailbox, and we hoped for that. But the reality of it is, she wasn't willing in the counseling sessions to accept the circumstance she was in, trusting in the Lord, yes, for the healing, but not willing to meet life where it was, where the gentleman was still in the wheelchair. She could walk him to the mailbox, but she was wanting him to navigate on his own with the hope that maybe he would halfway there begin to walk. So sometimes it's really tough when you have to be a little hard on them in having them understand reality is really important. The other important thing, and this is kind of repetitious throughout this whole teaching, help the counselee seek Holy Spirit for wisdom. I'm going to probably say it many times over again. We do not want them to think that we're the wizard, that we have all the answers. It's impressing upon them to cry out to God, and more important, to cry out with a grateful heart.